right, quick update on the injuries from the game. Duke Iheanacho left the game, did not return with an ankle. Julius Thomas, tight end, also left the game with an ankle sprain. Any questions? You know, like all game decisions, you know, they all look better after the fact, you know, when you can make the call after the fact. But, you know, I thought some fourth down conversions were the difference in the game, the ones we did go for, and I'll leave it at that. No, not really. You know, it had to be manageable. If it was going to be fourth and 10 or fourth and 8, you know, we may have tried to get 3. But at the end of the day, it was a manageable distance, and so that's why we elected to go for it.
Coach, you had your first 6 wins largely because of Manning in the passing, offensive attack. Today, running game and defense. That promising as you look to go toward the winter months?
Most definitely. I think without a doubt that was our best defensive outing. You know, we challenged our guys all week. We had a very good week of preparation. You know, the Washington Redskins came in here with the number 4 offense in the National Football League, so we knew they were explosive, you know, both running the ball and some big plays over the top that they, you know, done earlier in the game review. So, you know, I thought they responded great. You know, they come in bunches as far as those turnovers. And that, to be honest with you, we left a couple, you know, on the table there in the first half. So it's a good starting point. You know, we got halfway through the season. As I told them, we're going to be smart. We're going to get some guys healthy, you know, and make the push for the second half of the season. Yeah, as you know, as those young guys get more comfortable and their teammates get more comfortable with them and the coaching staff gets more comfortable with them, you know, there's no doubt that Noshon's been a great guy in that room. We went with a little different combination today with C.J. Anderson up. You know, I thought he had a couple nice little sturdy runs in there, same with Monte Ball. So, you know, we're just going to lean on those guys more and more. We're still, you know, just halfway through the race. You know, again, I can't speak to, one was home, one was away. You know, maybe that had something to do with it. I can't speak to that. But, you know, the total was the same, and it was equally frustrating for me, both of them. But, you know, our guys hung in there. I mean, it's leadership in that room. Guys don't give up. They keep swinging the sword, and, you know, we just kept battling. And so luckily it ended up in our favor. No, you know, again, I can't speak to that. That's something you have to talk to those people about. I'm not familiar with that. I know, you know, this is Mr. Bowen's 500th win as an owner, or not win, 500th game as an owner. And so, you know, that's something to speak to there. So, you know, I think that's a great accomplishment for him. You know, as you look around the league, I don't know that anybody out there on Sundays or Mondays, whenever they line us up, is 100%. That's why this bye week comes at a great time to get guys healed up and, you know, freshened up, so to speak, you know, for the second half of the race. Well, I didn't watch the tape. You know, it's hard to see when you're standing there on a field level. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I thought – you know, our defense played more like we expect them to play today, you know, in really all 3 levels, the front, the linebackers, and the back end as far as the secondary. So, you know, again, it's good to see. You know, we did need to continue that as we move forward. It's going to be something that we're going to need moving forward. You know, you have to speak to him on that. You know, like I mentioned before, I don't think anybody is 100%. There's soreness everywhere, and I'll let him speak to that.
Is the week enough for you to get some of these guys back, you think?
Yeah, I mean, we're taking tomorrow off. The staff will come in. The players won't. We'll practice without pads Tuesday and Wednesday. They're off Thursday through Sunday. Then we'll form back up the following Monday. Well, Monday, part of the reason we give them off is we self-scout, you know, the staffs, all 3 phases. We'll look at, you know, around the league, ourselves, self-scout is what we call it. and work on those things Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.